Contact Apollo today for all your heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. Apollo was rated number one again last year and has been delivering the best customer service in the Twin Cities for over 40 years. Visit callapollo.com and schedule your appointment today.
So, Teresa, your husband has an interesting way of making some side cash, and somebody on the show seems very interested, but go ahead, tell us about it.
I do want to start by saying that I love my husband very much, and I wouldn't trade him for the world. You know, he's a great guy. He's always doing what he can to provide for me and my daughter. Listen, if we want something, he always tries to figure out a way to make it happen.
Oh, he sounds awesome.
He is awesome. He's a great guy, but unfortunately, that's the problem. We're coming up on our 20th anniversary, and I've always, always, always wanted to go to Italy, and he knows that. So we've talked about it for a long time, obviously, and we wanted to do it for an anniversary.
Awesome.
Thought it'd be nice, right? Yeah, so you probably all understand how life is just expensive, right?
Oh, everything's expensive.
Mm-hmm. Everything. And I mean, it's not going down anytime soon, so we have a lot of things going on. Plus, having a very active daughter, you know, and all kinds of extracurricular activities and all that, we just don't have the money to take off for Europe this summer. And that's what I thought anyway. But then my husband and his quote-unquote always figures out a way mentality has started selling my socks online.
Your socks?
Oh, boy. I didn't see that coming.
You seem like you could have a pretty foot. I don't know. Is that weird to say?
Have you been buying your socks?
Where do I find these? I'm just saying, is that plentyofsocks.com? Or?
I was not familiar with this either until he told me about it. Like, what the heck is that even about? He said that their people are paying $30 to $50 for my used socks.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. And that's probably weird because he's probably also got to, like, film you in them to show that they're real and stuff like
You're
that.
Pretty into this, Chris.
No, yeah. I don't know for sure, but, you know, different ages. That's why. Go on.
I just think it's crazy. You know, the only reason that I know about it is because he bought me new socks to replace the old ones that he had sold. And I was like, what's going on? Yeah, he said he made $450 in 10 days.
Wow. Is there a specific website I can make money on? No. I'm just kidding, sort of.
Yeah, I mean, at first, okay, I was a bit disturbed, just like you guys. I'm like, what the, right? But then I thought, this is socks, so whatever, right? Well, now he wants to go to Walmart and buy cheap bathing suits to list.
Oh, boy.
Okay, his theory is, if he can do that well with socks, we could have this whole trip paid for in 2 months if he adds swimwear to the line.
Oh,
and he also wants to expand the places he is listing these things, like Marketplace. What? His friends, my friends, they're going to see these posts, no?
Oh, you're right. It's not like some very
anonymous
specific website.
Exactly.
Like steamysocks.com or something.
Well, now it's swimsuits, too.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh. I mean, I just don't know. Do I do this? I really, really want to go on this trip, you guys. And my husband is even the one doing the communication with the people. It's not like I have to deal with them. But still, I don't know. Do I just say, let's take what we have already made and just have a great night out to dinner, maybe a hotel? I don't know. What do I do?
I don't know. Do you have long hair, though? Because you could do socksandlocks.com.
Why do you know all this?
Yes!
This is all coming off the top of my head. I'm not into any weird stuff. I'm just saying, you can pay the trip off now. Why be upset about it? There's socks and you're replacing them.
Listen, part of me thinks exactly as you said. This is stupid. Who cares? They're socks. They're bathing suits. Who cares, right? But another part of me, I just feel icky.
Well, again, but you're not doing any of the dealing, apparently. It's just all your husband's like, just wear this for 3 to 5 minutes and give me a quick smile.
I think it's just weird to, like, think about that. You're right. When you're like, oh, it's just socks. Who cares? It's just a swimsuit. Who cares? But just thinking about it's kind of gross. I don't know. I'm going to stay out of this one.
I think maybe it's a guy thing and her husband's doing it because I'm like, eh, what's the harm?
It's just wearing socks. Like, I mean, I get it. I get the weird side of it because you're like, why are you paying so much attention? But guess what? A trip to Europe is not going to just pay for itself unless you wear some steamy socks.
Oh my God. You are really okay with this. All right. Well, we're going to help you out, Teresa.
Thank you.
You bet. Does she actually go through with this and go along with her husband and sell the swimwear and socks online? Or does she just say, no, too icky for me. I can't do it. Brent in Blaine, what do you think?
So first of all, Chris Gill, you are just fine.
Thank you.
Sometimes your mind gets interested in something and, you know, you just start spitballing.
Right? It's a passion project.
So I think that if it's something that she is afraid for her friends or family or whatever to find out, then don't do it. It is something that does seem weird. But, I mean, if she's not afraid of that, then, hey, do it.
I mean, there's so the world of possibilities here. You could sell anything. Bathwater.
Exactly. Now, again, here, and I'm not trying to belittle what you just said, Brent, but me, Crisco, and you are all saying, yeah, go for it. Where Dez is like, I don't know, I feel weird about this. And we haven't gotten a lot of women's input. Is there some via text?
Well, I can't tell if they're men or women. But, I mean, this is probably from a woman. List it. It all sounds creepy. Nasty men will buy a lot of things.
No, that's what I'm saying. I wish women would buy mine. They could cover their car with mine. It would be great. Cover a boat. You could do anything with it. But nobody wants it from a guy, especially. No. Like, that'd be the worst. You'd see the photo next to the underwear, and you'd be like,
Ew. It's not underwear. It's bathing suits.
Socks. What? It doesn't matter. People buy everything.
You would be shocked at what people are into. Your socks could sell really well, and you just don't know yet.
Could be a market for that.
I don't think so.
Let's try
a little sick.
Let's try a little extra cash for the show.
Can we put your picture next to my sock? And then they'll get them and they'll be like, I want my money back.
What if we put both of our socks and see who sells?
Mine aren't going to.
Or we put Pidge's up without his knowledge.
That's true. That is true. I think there's a possibility here. It's just socks.
Yeah. Somebody else wrote, men are going to be gross regardless. So might as well make some money off of it.
Right. Preach.
We've got Jeannie in Minneapolis. What do you think, Jeannie?
You should do it. Go on this trip.
No shame.
That's like 100% of people are saying go for it, huh?
100%? No. A lot of people are saying, though. I mean, there's a guy, my wife and I both agree, just do it. I'm a woman and I say, who cares? Make that money. Yeah, there is a lot of just get that money. Some people giving advice saying, that you would need to be okay with your friends and family finding out, or you should not do it because they're probably going to find out. But I did see a text earlier saying, let the caller know that you can hide the Facebook marketplace from friends. And it would just go to people who are not your friends, some toggle button that can create the post. So that, I mean, that maybe is a way around it.
I feel like I've had people try to do that before and I still run across the stuff.
Okay.
If you're searching specifically. Amber in New Brighton, what do you think?
Well, I think because the husband went from selling the socks to the swimsuits, I would worry about that progression. And the fact that he has her picture next to it, that might be making her feel more weird. Because then there's the fantasy thing, and I would feel weird about it, too.
What did you think about socks and locks, though? Like a little bit of hair, a little bit of sock action.
I think it's all about having her picture with it. I think that's the part that would be weird. Physically selling the socks is fine, but I think it's more about selling her than selling the socks. So the idea of her, and that's where it gets creepy.
Right? You're benefiting, but you kind of feel like you're being used. And it is still weird. We have not addressed the fact that her husband was doing this without her knowledge to start with.
What if Taylor did this? And you found out later, but he's made 50 grand on selling your old socks.
What kind of socks do I need to wear next?
Exactly. Boy, is your tune change.
Here I come, Costco Kirkland socks. Here are coming off. Oh yeah, baby.
Because you know people are buying so many Kirkland socks online.
Oh, they are.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, these little numbers could go. Let's see.
Oh, man. I'm shocked to hear how much support we've gotten.
A woman. Now I don't know. I kind of want to sell my used socks online now. Oh no, I'll partner up with this guy.
Think about it. You're getting that much money on socks. That means there's a whole nother world out there that could get you retired early. Truly. I don't know why everybody's looking at me staring awkwardly. No.
Where is he selling them? I didn't get the
online.
Sleep farm. Online?
Yes. Online to, you know, interesting people who want to buy them. And it's weird to think of why they want them, but
I've tried to influence my wife to do this, to be perfectly honest. So she's got, you guys have heard of Poshmark.
Mm-hmm.
She's like got like 150,000 followers on Poshmark because she sells purses and shoes and all that kind of stuff. And I've actually brought it up to her. Creepy dudes are also on there.
I feel like Poshmark is more of a girl's thing where you're going online to get a good deal on that fancy thing.
Worth a shot. You have that many followers. That means you're in people's algorithms. It's worth a shot just to try to make a couple extra bucks.
And now this is going to make me sound bad. I swear to God, I've never bought anybody's socks or anything else therefore. I'm just saying, we've done stories, Dez, on people bottling their sweat up and their bath water.
Oh my God. And they've made a lot of money. It's weird.
thousands of dollars on their bathwater. On bathwater.
Or the bottles that girls were...
Yep. What? They were doing things that were gross.
Oh.
Remember that girl who got very famous? Putting something in a jar?
Air in a bottle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Gross.
I mean, it's... But you know what? I am very surprised how much support. So I guess if you want to go to Italy, do it.
Speaking of support, sell your bras. I'm just kidding.
Oh my gosh. All right. Well, a lot of support.
Yeah. Okay. It's almost unanimous. People saying, just do it. As long as you're not like putting her picture up there and making it weird.
Yeah. I think you could do it without her head.
Chin down.
Right?
Chin down.
Yeah. All right. Let us know. This is what we need to follow up. I need to know what happens.